Nazir per Gimel Mishnah 3:5. Since the previous Mishnah, we were talking about special dinim that apply to a Nazir who becomes Tamei on the last day of his Naziris. Here in our Mishnah, we're going to talk about a situation in which a Nazir is Tamei from the first day of his Naziris. So the first case is Misha Nazar. A person takes a neder to be a Nazir, v'hu beves hakvaros, and he is currently in a cemetery. The truth is, it's la dafka in a cemetery. This din would be applicable to any time which he is currently Tamei Meis. So that being the case, afilu haya sham shloshim yom, even if he's there for 30 days, meaning he's in a state of tumah for 30 days, so immediately, although he cannot drink wine, etc., cut his hair, from the moment he accepts upon himself to be a nazir, but ein olo min haminyan, those days don't count towards his 30 days, because he's tummy and has to have 30 days of tahara. So he has to wait. Now, although he has to wait because he's tamei, the eno mevi carbon tuma, he doesn't bring a carbon for being tamei, because one brings the carbon for being tamei, meaning the asham and the two birds, only if he was tahor and became tamei through tumas meis. But if he just always was tamei meis, he won't bring a second carbon. That said, it should be noted that he has the restrictions of a nazir from when he says he's a nazir, and that being the case, he's not allowed to linger around the base Hakvaros, and if he is lingering and someone tells him, get out of there, it's us for you to be there, you're a Nazir, and he says, I don't care, I'm doing it anyways, then he would get Malkus for violating the Isser, that a Nazir can't do that. Be that as it may, the clock doesn't start ticking yet for him to fulfill his 30 Naziris until he becomes Tahor. Now, says the Mishnah, Yatze v'nichnas, if he goes out, now this go out here means a lot. It doesn't mean just like happens to walk out of the Beis HaKvaros. It means he goes out of the Beis HaKvaros, but he goes out of the whole status of being Tamei. So he becomes Tahor. And now the clock can start ticking. And then V'nichnas, and then he goes back into the Beis HaKvaros, exposing himself to a kever, a grave. Now, we'll learn later on that there are shitas that being exposed to just the grave, or perhaps just the Golol and Dofek, other parts of the crypt, make one tamei through tumas meis, but don't actually reset the clock of the counting one's days of Naziris. So just let's talk about the grave, for example. So you can imagine that to become tamei through tumas meis, there are three basic mechanisms. There's maga, masa, and ohel. Maga, direct contact with a corpse or a significant portion thereof. He didn't do that. Masa, bearing the weight of a corpse or a significant portion thereof. He didn't do that. Or ohel. Now, ohel means one of three possible things. Either you are directly over a corpse or significant portion thereof, or you're under the corpse, meaning it's directly over you, or both you and the corpse or a significant portion thereof are under a common roof. Now, if a person touches a grave, like think of like just a grave marker on top of the ground, he may not actually be directly over the mace. He's not touching a mace. The mace isn't over him. There's no common roof over their head. So therefore, ohel isn't kicking in. So touching the kever, while it does convey tumah, we'll see, doesn't necessarily mean that he restarts his tumah's mace altogether. His days of Naziris altogether. So that's what's happening over here. Nichnas, he goes back in. He becomes tumah by touching a grave, let's say, or whatever, some other part, which makes him have to now suspend his counting, but not reset, not start from zero. That's the point here. So it says, then olo min haminyan, the days that he did until he became tamei count for him. Umevi korban tumah. And when he finishes his tar process, he brings a korban tumah from becoming tamei, from touching the grave, and then he continues on the counting. So let me illustrate with an example. You know, on the first of Elul, the Nazir says he's going to be a Nazir, and he's standing in the basic faros, and he's tamei, let's say, until the 11th of Elul. So those days, he can't drink wine, he can't cut his hair, he actually can't be exposed to corpse tumah again, but his 30 day haven't started being counted. Let's say on day 11th of Elul, he now becomes Tahor, so now that means the 11th will be his first day, the 12th is his second day, the 13th is his third day, let's say. Let's say on the 13th, then he goes and touches a grave. So now he's 3 days in, it goes on pause. He now has to wait 7 days to become Tahor, then he'll shave his hair, and then he'll bring his korbanos, and then he continue on counting day 4, day 5, day 6. So it didn't reset altogether. That's a special din that applies to certain sources of tumah. So that's what it says here, that Yotzev v'nichnas, he goes back, and let's say he touches that whatever it is, the kever, then olalo min ha-minyan, the days count, those first days before he became tumah count, or maybe korban tumah, but he also bring the korban tumah. Even though he started being tummy, he re-tummied himself, so then he has to bring the korban for that. Now let's talk about getting tummy on the first day of one's naziris. So we've just established basically that whenever you become tummy, doesn't matter if the first or the last day for that matter, according to Tanakhama, you're reset back to the very beginning. You have to start again a new 30 days or 100 days, whatever your commitment was. Here, Rabbi Eliezer is going to say, well, not quite. He has a special din that applies to the very beginning of one's Naziris, and that's basically also, it's based on a pasuk. Rabbi Eliezer understands that since the pasuk refers to certain days falling away, he actually quotes the pasuk, Vayamim harishonim yiplu, those first days fall away, meaning he has to start again the clock, a new 30 or a new 100, whatever the story is, but it says, Yamim, the days harishonim, the first days. So therefore he says, if there aren't first days to fall away, they won't fall away. So therefore, he holds Rabbi Eliezer Omer, lo bo vayom, if he became tummy on that day, the first day that he was declaring his Naziris, so then he won't lose that day, meaning even if he touches a corpse proper and he's reset to the very beginning, actually he only has 29 more days to go. Because, Shneimar, as the Pasuk says, Vayamim harishonim yiplu, the first days fall away, ad shiyu lo yamim rishonim. They only can fall away once he has yamim rishonim, the first days. But if he doesn't, so then they won't fall away. So it sounds like according to the Bar Tanura, basically, if he becomes tummy on day one, then when he becomes tahor again, he can resume counting from day two, if you will. The Rambam makes it clear that actually the first 2 days are yamim, and that being the case, if he became tummy even on the second day, so then he would have 2 days under his belt. When he becomes tahor, he resumes counting from, you know, day three, let's call it, and if he had a 100-day commitment, so he would only have 98 more days to go. Here, the halacha, says the Rambam, is like Rabbi Eliezer. Bar Tanura says the same. And that being the case, you actually, if you become tummy in day one or day two of your naziris, those days do count towards your larger commitment, notwithstanding the fact that if you have a generic naziris commitment of 30 days, you'd need 30 days of hair growth. So it wouldn't help you, but in a longer commitment, like a 100-day commitment, so at least you only have 99 or 98 more days to go after becoming tummy on day one or day two.